I'm back now. Are we ready to go?
You're back. We're ready to go. Just let her rip.
Okay, this is John at King Cove again. Right now we're 5 minutes. Sorry about the technical difficulty. 5 minutes left in the first quarter. Sandpoint Eagles call a timeout. Score is 2 for the home team rookies and nothing for the Sandpoint Eagles. For Sandpoint Eagles, we have in the game 34, Anna Rosette. Number 45, Lainey Kuchinoff. Number 3, Alyssa Ludwig. 4, Nikki Mack. And Bobby Dushkin. Number 32, for the rookies, we have 11, Candace Mack. 41, Kaylee Calver. 21 is Kaylee Jackson. 13, Rachel Yachmaneff. And 20, Danielle Carlson. Nice night to start here tonight with the senior night. Danielle's last game here on the home court of King Cove. Also showed respect to the senior Nikki Mack and Anna Rosette as they come over from Sandpoint. Each got a flower for the remembrance of this night. I'd like to say thanks for all the good times the seniors have had. And thank you for entertaining us fans on the basketball court. Technical foul called on the coach on the bench of the rookies. 2 shots for Nikki Mack. Misses the first one, but puts in the second one. So we have a score of 2-1. And Eagles have the ball inbounds on the sidelines. Alyssa Ludwig is bringing the ball in. I'm told that the technical foul on the coach was the wrong numbers were put in the scoreboard. As Ludwig moves over to about half court to bring in the ball, referee Joe Calver and referee Grant, as they refereed last night, refereeing again tonight. Short delay here as the coach puts on the right numbers in the scorebook. Mistake that a lot of people have made. Also, Coach Brandon Smith and Coach Karen McMillan are here with the Sandpoint Eagles, and their manager, Dan Teza Pangalinon is on the bench also for them, providing support. Numbers are in the book correctly. Ball's given to Alyssa and inbounded to Nikki Mack. She brings it back across the center line, guarded by Carlson. Pass to Ludwig, who goes around the right-hand side, guarded by Mack. Brings the ball, tries to bring the ball back to the left-hand side. Ball tipped away by Carlson. Mack with the ball. Down the rookie's end. Pass to Yachman out for the short 20-footer. Misses. Rebound by Calver, who passes it back out to Mack. Mack into Kajakin, is under the basket, off the glass. 2 more points for the rookies, 4-1, with 4:20 left in the first quarter. Ball brought up court across court by Ludwig. Goes to the right-hand side. Looks for an opening, doesn't see it. Close defense by Carlson. Accidentally trips up Ludwig. Foul called on 2-0 Carlson. Ludwig with the ball on the sidelines. As she gets the ball, she passes the ball in to Rosette. Rosette loses the handle of the ball. Yachman now picks it up and travels with the ball as she's headed down court. She tried to pass it to Kuzak. And another turnover for the rookies. Sandpoint Eagles ball. Nikki Mack will be across half court line. Once again, we have 3, 45, 34, and 32. And Nikki Mack is handling the ball at the top of the Sandpoint Eagles. Long shot taken by Mack. 3-pointer. Sandpoint Eagles tie up the game. 4-4 on that 3-pointer. Ludwig was looking for that shot quite a bit last night. Never had an opportunity to put it up, but obviously tonight showing what she can do if she has a little open court and nobody in the face. Rookie side of the ball. Carlson with a short 15-footer. 2 more points for the rookies. Nikki Mack with the ball, bringing it across in the line. Calling the play. Setting up the offense, guarded by Carlson as she dribbles around to the right. Picks up her dribble. Pass to Kuchinoff. Kuchinoff to the left-hand side. Back to the right-hand side to Rosette. Rosette on the right-hand side dribbles in. Puts up about an 8-footer. Misses the ball. Rebound controlled by Yachmaneff to Carlson up ahead. To Kuzak and even further ahead. Puts up a shot. Misses it off the glass. Rebound controlled by Rosette. to Dustin. And Duskin for number four. Mickey Mathis, she brings it across the line, guarded by her close friend, Danielle Carlson. Both seniors. Danielle's last home game, and of course, Mickey has two more home games next weekend. She passes the ball to Ludwig. Ludwig dribbles around left-hand side. Stops at the top of the key, puts up a long three-pointer off the backboard. Misses. Rebound batted around, controlled by Ludwig. Pass to Kuchinoff, who puts up a long three. Rebound controlled by 20 Carlson. As she pushes the ball up at the top of the key, looking, calling two, looking for a pass inside. Puts away by Kuchinoff. It'll be rookie ball underneath their basket. Score 6-4. Rookies. 2 minutes, 2 seconds left in the first quarter. Kuzak and passing in. Quick pass to Calver. Calver with two off the glass. 8-4. The rookies extend their lead by two more points. Mickey Mack with the ball coming across center court. Closely guarded by Carlson. Carlson gets the hand and almost tips it away, but regained by Mack, who passes the ball to Dushkin, number 32. Who pulls the ball out, dribbles, trying to create some space underneath for the girls to move around. Closely guarded by Kazakin. Kazakin forces her into Mack. Mack gets a hand in, turnover to the rookies. Carlson brings the ball across half court. Pass to the left-hand side to Calver. Tried to do a quick give-and-go with Kazakin and loses the ball. Ball's grabbed by Ludwig. Takes the downcourt, looking for a lane, doesn't find it, passes the ball to Mickey Mack, right-hand side, dribbles in, passes the ball out to Ludwig. Ludwig takes the ball to the top of the court, looking for a long three, and it's Mack on the defense, so she passes it off to Mack. Mack turns it over to Carlson. Carlson passes to Candace Mack, lays it up and in off the glass for two more points, 38 seconds left. Score 10-4 in favor of the rookies. I'd like to thank you all for tuning in to KSDP tonight for this basketball game, doubleheader. Boys got finished not long ago. Great game there in Sandpoint. Now it's the girls' turn here in King Cove. Next week we'll be swapping sides, and the girls will be in Sandpoint, and the boys will be here in King Cove. Dutch came with the ball at the top by center line. Throws the ball for a pass. Nobody's there. Ball is grabbed by Calver, who passes it to Carlson. Carlson passes to Yashminov, and Yashminov loses the handle as the bell sounds for the end of the first quarter. Pretty close first quarter comparatively to last night. Right now, the rookies have Danielle Carlson with 2 points, Candace Mack with 2 points, Dayton with 4 points, Kazakin with four, and Kaylee Calver with 2 points. The only foul we have is on Danielle Carlson, and that's her first. And then, of course, we have the one non-squad technical foul on the coach for the wrong numbers being in the book. For the Sandpoint Eagles, we have 3 points. Alyssa Ludwig with the long three that she put in the basket earlier. And Nikki Mack went 1-for-2 on the free throws after the technical foul. So the score, 10-4, another 8 minutes up on the clock. As the buzzer rings, the teams take the court for Sandpoint Eagles. Coach Brandon Smith and Coach Karen McMillan are giving last instructions. Ready to send the girls out. For the rookies, we have on the court 20, Carlson, 21, Kazakin, 11, Mack, 13, the Ashman F. And new into the game, number 5, Walker, Shaylin Walker, into the game. For the Sandpoint Eagles, we have 3, Ludwig, 32, Dushkin, number 4, Nikki Mack, 15, Mariana Larson, and 34, Anna Rosette. Ball is passed into Mack, who takes it at the top of the court. Nikki Mack with the ball, closely guarded by Danielle Carlson again. Danielle's putting on some defense tonight, steals the ball from Nikki Mack. Three short dribbles, she got the basket, lays it in for two more points. Rookies score up by 12 to 4 in the second quarter of this game. Eagles inbound the ball. Nikki Mack brings it across half-court line. Danielle Carlson still playing close defense. And we have Caitlin Love checking in for the rookies. She'll probably come in at the next buzzer or next timeout. Mack to a pass to Ludwig. Ludwig loses the handle. Candace Mack takes the ball all the way down court, puts up a short lay-in and misses the ball. Ball stepped out by Ludwig on the side. As the buzzer sounds, Yasmineff comes out, and Caitlin Love, number 23, comes into the game for the rookies. Ball's being brought in by the side. Think to Zach and number 21 for the rookies. Passes down low to Matt. Matt passes it to Love. Love puts it in off the glass. 2 points for the rookies. Wide open shot for Love right there. Good plan drawn up by the coach and well executed by the rookies. Nikki Mack with the ball. She brings it across half court line. Closely guarded. Passing it off to Ludwig, who's closely guarded by Mack. Mack gets a hand on it. Doesn't get the whole ball tied up between Rosette and Love. Jump ball, possession arrow goes to the rookies. Rookies will bring the ball in. Substitution comes in. Lainey Kuchinoff in now, 45 for number 15, Mariana Larson. Ball's brought in by Kazakin. Pass up to Carlson. Carlson, long pass from the other side of the court to Matt. Matt puts it in off the glass for 2 more points for the rookies, 2 more points for Candace Mack. Number 11 raises the score to 16-4. Nikki Mack brings the ball, passes off to Ludwig. Ludwig at the top of the key, looking right, going right just a little bit, bringing the ball back out, trying to set up her offense. Girls are moving well tonight. Pass down low to Dushkin. Dushkin brings it back out to the top of the key to Mack. Mack passes it back to Dushkin, and she can't find the lane. Ludwig on the right-hand side passes into Kuchinoff underneath the basket for a short lay-in of 2 points. 6 points now for the Sandpoint Eagles, and 16 for the rookies with 5:50 left in the second quarter. To Jackson with the ball at the top. We're trying to double-team Carlson now. Carlson with a short dump in to Candace Mack. Puts it straight in for 2 points. Double team in the Eagles tonight on Danielle as much as they can, leaving one person open all the time. And that time, Charleston found the open person with a nice easy pass, nice easy basket. Mack with the ball back across the center line. And as she's looking for a pass, she's fouled by Danielle Carlson, 2-0. That's the second foul for Carlson. She's the only one with fouls on either team tonight. And as the foul is called, number 15, Larson comes in for 34, Rosette. Eagles passing the ball, stolen by Jalen Walker, who brings the ball up, runs into Ludwig, and ends up traveling with the ball. Turnover on the Eagles side. Ludwig with the ball, passes it in to 45. Kuchinoff, who dribbles around the right-hand side, looking for a shot. Steps back, puts a long three up off the side of the rim, out of bounds. It'll be rookie ball coming back to the other way. Rookies are on our right for this first half, and the Eagles will be on our left-hand side. Carlson brings the ball up, long lead pass to Jalen Walker. Passes it back to Carlson, who's double-teamed at the top of the key. Passes to Kazak, and who passes to Walker on the left-hand side. Passes down low to Mack. Mack dribbles around, puts up a shot. Rebound controlled by Mack, who puts it right back in for 2 more points. 2 more points for Candace. Mack, as they extend the lead, rookies up 20-6. Mack now with the ball. Nikki Mack across center line. Passes up to Ludwig. Ludwig passes Nikki Mack as she drives on the right-hand side. Misses a shot. Rebound controlled by Larson. Puts up another shot. Carlson grabbing the rebound, long now left pass to Shaylen Walker, who puts up a shot and misses off the glass. Rebound, Nikki Mack back the other way. Carlson cuts her off and little grabbing of the ball, and they lose it out of bounds, and it'll be Eagle ball underneath their basket. Both girls, both seniors tonight playing a really good game, really aggressive game. Passed in by Ludwig, intercepted by Candace Mack, who passes the ball up to Carlson. Carlson guarded by Dushkin. Dushkin follows across center line. Ball's passed to Kuzakin on the right-hand side. Kuzakin drives. Easy pass to Candace Mack. Candace Mack is blocked by Nikki Mack. Grabs her own rebound and puts it back in. Block for Nikki Mack. Getting her hand in the middle of the shot. So we're looking at 22 now for the rookies. 6 points for the Eagles. Last four baskets scored by Candace Mack. Drive by Ludwig on the right-hand side. Makes the basket, but a foul is called beforehand on the floor. A reach. Reach by number 5. That's Shaylen Walker with the reach in. Ball will be Eagle ball underneath their basket. As Ludwig passes in to Nikki Mack. Back to Ludwig. Ludwig puts up a shot. Misses. Rebound controlled by Shaylen Walker. Dribbles out. Clears out the middle. Passes to Carlson. Carlson long. Outlet pass to Candace Mack, who misses the shot. Ball away, grabbing the rebound. Puts up another shot. And misses. Ludwig with the ball as she passes up to Nikki Mack. Nikki Mack with the ball. Headed up for it as she crosses in the line. Closely guarded by Danielle Carlson. Looks left, has a lane on the left, drives, puts up a shot, rebounded by Ludwig. Ludwig out to Kuchinoff. Kuchinoff puts up a shot, rebound controlled by Love, number 23 for the rookies. Double team on Carlson on the left-hand side of the court. They're doing some pressing. Eagles are tonight on Carlson. Pass to Kuzakin, who has to go around 1-5, Mariana Larson. And it's fouled on a push, 1-5, Mariana Larson with the foul. End of the game comes 33, Samuelson, and out comes number 5, Shaylen Walker. Cameron Samuelson in the game now. And a timeout is called, full timeout is called by Coach Brandon Smith as the girls sit down. Get a drink. It's been a run back and forth kind of quarter. Girls are a little winded. Of course, the rookies have 10 on their bench tonight, so they can substitute as much as possible. Sandpoint Eagles only brought 6 with them, so they get winded pretty easily. Although we'd like to congratulate Sandpoint for putting together a team again this year. I understand for a couple of years they didn't have a team, and the resurgence of their basketball program is great for not only the community, but also for the school and the players. So with your support and continued support, we know that Sandpoint will put up a better team and a better team and eventually back to state in the glory years of Sandpoint when they play year after year. They can get back to that with continued support from not only the town and the families, but also the district. And we'd like to thank the athletic director for the district, Luke Minor, for doing everything he can to get all the girls back and forth so that they can play games. As I said earlier, Cameron Samuelson's now in the game. Ball to Kuzakin underneath their basket. Up to Carlson on the left-hand side. Carlson dribbles, drives off the glass. 2 points for Carlson. So she breaks the streak of Candace Mack, who had the last four baskets. And Danielle Carlson back on board. Nikki Mack bringing the ball across half court, looks for a pass to Dustin. Bobby brings it around to the top, looking the right-hand side for a lane, can't find it. Passes back to Nikki Mack. Nikki Mack brings it back out, resets the offense. Passes in low to Kuchinoff, just outside the three-point line. Dribbles around, reaching by number 2-0, Carlson. That's her third for the night. Reach in on Kuchinoff as she dribbled around. Eagles ball on the sidelines. Dushkin brings it in, passes it to Rosette at the top. Rosette looks for a pass to Dushkin. She's not paying attention. Ball rookies. Rookies start to take it down to their end of the court. Off the knee of Kuzakin. Out of bounds underneath the backboard. Dushkin with the ball, looking for someone to pass it into. Rookies have gone to a press. Now they back up into their zone. Kuchinoff with a long three shot. Misses. Rebound controlled by Candace Mack. Pass to Carlson. Carlson drives down and fouled on the shot by Kuchinoff. She'll be going to the line. Two shots for Carlson. Coach Joe Calvert gives instructions to the girls as they're lining up. Ball to Carlson. Carlson with the first shot up and in the basket for one more point for Carlson. Substitution called in. 10-point Eagles bring in Ludwig. And out is Mariana Larson. Second shot for Carlson coming up. She gets the ball. Puts up her shot. And misses off the front of the rim. Rebound. Controlled by the Eagles. Nikki Mack. And closely guarded by Candace Mack, who drops back into defense. Pass to Ludwig. Ludwig brings it across half the court line. Looking for a pass. Looking for someone to pass it to. Dribbles around. Closely guarded by Candace Mack. Good pick by Rosette on the right-hand side. Ludwig puts up a shot and misses. Controlled by Candace Mack. Long outlet pass to Carlson. Carlson off the glass for two more points. 27-6 with a minute 10 left in this second quarter. Nikki Mack brings it up across half court. Pass off to Ludwig. Ludwig. Pass to Rosette. Danielson got in the way. Got a hand in there. Stole the ball. Long outlet pass up to Love, who loses the handle on it. Ball out of bounds. Ball to the Eagles. Ludwig brings in the ball. Nikki Mack senior again. Last basketball game here in King Cove. She's been here a couple years playing basketball and volleyball. Great athlete, great competitor. Closely guarded by Carlson. Three fouls on Carlson. Pass to Kuchnov. Kuchnov passes it to Duskin. Duskin loses the handle out of bounds. It'll be rookie ball on the Eagles side. Double team on Carlson. Passing to Candace Mack. Candace Mack almost the entire court. Passes it off to Love. Love picks up the shot. And it's fouled on the shot. Foul on number 45. Kuchnov on the foul. Love at the line. The two shots. Kuchnov's second foul of the night. Love puts up her first shot and misses her first shot. Reset for the second shot. Coach Joe gives the instructions. Ball to Love. Love puts up another shot. Hits the front of the rim, rebound to Carlson. Carlson puts it back in for two easy points in the middle. 27 seconds left, 29-6. The rookies over the Sandpoint Eagles as Ludwig brings up the ball across half-court line. Looking for a pass. Dribbles right around the defense to the left. Puts up a shot. Scores two on the left-handed layup. Foul by 21 to Zakin on the shot. So, Ludwig will be going to the line for one more shot. Brings the Eagles to 8 points right now. As she gets the ball, everybody set. One shot. Ball's up. Off the front of the rim, rebound controlled by Love. Dribbles out, looks back to Candace Mack for a pass. Candace Mack, long outlet pass. To Kuzakin. Kuzakin off the glass, misses. Grabs the rebound, puts it back up, misses. Ludwig grabs the ball. And the buzzer rings from the first half. Going over the stats for the first half, Sandpoint's put up a pretty good game tonight. Good defense. Offense is working pretty well tonight also. For the rookies, so far we have Danielle Carlson with 11 points and 3 fouls. Shaylin Walker with 1 foul. Candace Mack with 10 points, no fouls. Caitlin Love with 2 points, no fouls. Michaela Callum is hampered by a little knee problem tonight. Hasn't been in the game yet. She played sparingly last night with no points, no fouls. Rachel Yatchman up with no fouls, no points. Peyton Kuzakin with 1 foul and 4 points. And rounding out the scoring is Kaylee Calvert with 2 points. For the Sandpoint Eagles, we have Alyssa Ludwig with 5 points, no fouls. Mariana Larson with 1 foul. Rounding out Bobby Duskin and Anna Rosette, no fouls, no points. Elena Kuchnov, Laney as she's called, 2 fouls and 2 points. And Nikki Mack with no fouls and 1 point. We'll be turning it back over to KSDP now for the halftime, and we'll be back shortly in about 8 minutes or so. So go ahead and grab a soda or something. Come back for the second half. Should be just as exciting as the first half. KSDP?
Yeah, thanks a lot, John. They're doing a heck of a job down there. Both teams are playing really tough. Can't wait to see the outcome. It's going to be down the wire again.
All right.
This is,
we'll see you in about 8 minutes.
You got it. This is Big Wave Dave for KSDP Radio. Now I'm going to start you with some Fleetwood Mac Landslide, followed by Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers, American Girl, and then Stevie Ray Vaughan, Pride and Joy.
This is for you, Daddy. I took my love and I took it down. I climbed a mountain and I turned around. And I saw my reflection in the snow-covered hills till the land.
It's Big Wave Dave for KSTP Radio. We got a call coming in right now from King Cole for the game. Yeah, John, what's up?
Hey, we're ready to start the second half here at King Cove.
Hey, all is well here, too. Either team wins is fine with me. So it's all up to you, pal. The ball's in your court.
All right, thank you very much. We got about coaches are giving last instructions to the teams as the referees take the court. Everybody comes back in from half court. 1-2-3 Eagles here. 1-2-3 Rookies and the girls enter the court for the Sandpoint Eagles. Number 3, number 45, 32, 4, and 34. And for the rookies, we have Danielle Carlson, 20, 11, Candace Mack, 13, 21, and 41. And for the rookies, Eagles ball on the sidelines. Ludwig passes into Diskin. Diskin passes back to Ludwig. Ludwig almost loses the handle. Tries to dribble in. Gets tipped away to Rosette. Rosette passes to Nikki Matthew. Tries to pass to Kuchnoff. Kuchnoff off her hands out of bounds. It'll be rookie ball underneath the Eagle basket. Second half, we have rookies going right to left, their basket. And Sandpoint Eagles going left to right. Pass to Jack and puts up a step from the free throw line. 2 points to start off this second half for the rookies. Rookies up 31-8. Nikki Mack with the ball closely guarded by Carlson. Carlson with three fouls. Ball tipped away to Ludwig. Ludwig goes around the right towards the basket. Comes back out. Ball tipped away by Candace Mack. Controls the ball. Rookie side. Passes the ball up to Gazak in 21. He calls the play and backs the ball out looking for some of the pass to. Pass to Carlson. Carlson back to Zach and to Mack. Mack with a short shot. Missed. Rebound controlled by Kaylee Calver, number 41, who puts him back in up off the glass. 2 more points for Calver. Ludwig with the ball as she brings it across half court. Right hand side. Front of foot, Brandon Smith. Back to the left hand side looking for a pass. Long underneath pass to Duskin, who loses it out of bounds. Substitution for the rookies. Calver, 41 out, and number 14 in. That'll be Shauna Walker, her first appearance tonight. Actually, her first appearance this season. Ball brought in by Tudak and presses down court really fast. Pass to Wheeler. Wheeler with a short 10 footer into the basket. Ludwig with the ball, bringing it in. Passing it to Nikki Mack. Nikki Mack, closely guarded by Carlson and Candace Mack. Shot put up, rebound, Shauna Wheeler. And she passes to Carlson. Carlson double team. Pass up to Kuzakin, who loses the ball. Rosette grabs the ball. Pass to Ludwig as she pushes it across the line for the time. She drives. Into Wheeler. Passes out to Kuchnoff. Kuchnoff to Nikki Mack. Nikki Mack dribbles around the right-hand side. Mack tries to pass to Ludwig. Tipped out by Candace Mack. It'll be Eagle ball on the right-hand side. Ludwig with the ball to pass it in. Pass into Rosette. Rosette loses it off her hands. Out of bounds. Turnover to the rookies. Brought in by Kuzak and back into Yachmanef. Yachmanef, long forward pass. The Wheeler stolen by Rosette. Rosette and Yachmanef tie it up on the jump ball. The rookies will get it. The rookies have the possession arrow in their favor this time. Zacken on the sidelines, passing it into Wheeler as Carlson is still double-teamed. Wheeler to Kuzakin. Kuzakin to Carlson. Carlson on the right-hand side puts up a shot. Missed. Rebound by Candace Mack. Back up to Kuzakin at the free throw line. Puts up a shot. Misses a shot. Wheeler going for the ball. The Eagle ball underneath the rookie basket. 15 Larson in the game now as Rosette takes a little breather on the sidelines. Ludwig with the pass into Duskin. Duskin looks back to Ludwig, passes the ball back. Ludwig across in the line, looking for a pass. Good movement by the Sandpoint Eagles tonight as they're moving around, trying to get open. Rookie's defense is kind of stifling again tonight. Nice pick out on the top by Larson. Frees up Ludwig, who puts up a shot. Misses a shot. Ball controlled by Wheeler as she grabs the rebound. Outlet to Carlson. Carlson a long outlet to Kazakin. Puts it up on the left-hand side. 2 points more for Kazakin. Ball to the Eagles. Ludwig to Mack. Mickey Mack brings it across half-court line. Started closely by Carlson. Carlson tips the ball out of bounds. Out on Carlson. Eagles get it just across their half-court line. Ludwig on the sidelines to pass the ball in. Pass in to Duskin. Duskin dribbles around to the left-hand side. Let's give the girls time to set up in their offense. Back to Ludwig. Ludwig on the right-hand side. Looking for a pass down low. Low pass to Duskin. Kazakin had her back turn off Dustin's hands out of bounds. Dustin held on to that one. She would have easily had 2 points running by the rookies. Carlson, long outlet pass. Yaksmanev tries to stop. Brakes don't work that well, and she drags her foot a little bit for the foul. For the travel, excuse me, not for the foul, for the travel. Ball in by Dustin to Ludwig. Brings it across center line, closely guarded by Mack. Long pass to Duskin underneath. And we have a push on number 1-4 for the rookies. Shauna Wheeler with a push underneath on Duskin. He goes to get the ball underneath their basket. Ludwig with the ball. Into Nikki Mack. Nikki Mack turns quickly, puts up a shot off the back of the rim. Rebound to Kazakin, who passes it to Carlson, who passes it up ahead to Wheeler. Wheeler off the glass on the right-hand side for 2 points. Once again, Nikki Mack with the ball. Ooh, loses the handle on the ball. Carlson grabs the ball left-handed on the left-hand side for 2 points off the glass. Nikki Mack again with the ball. Trying to come across in the line. Still closely guarded by Carlson. Passes off to Ludwig. It dribbles around the right-hand side. Almost past Mack. Dribbles to the middle. And it's fouled by Wheeler again. Excuse me, that's Kuzakin with a foul on the reach-in. Kuzakin on the foul with the reach-in on Ludwig. As that happens, number 45, Kuchinov Leaney comes out of the game. Rosette is back in the game. Ball brought in to Rosette. Rosette with a quick shot on the left-hand side. Misses the ball. Yachmanev controls the rebound. Brings it across half-court. And it's fouled on a reach-in by Rosette. So it'll be rookie ball. Rookies are up 41-8. 2:50 left in this third quarter. Kazakin to Wheeler. Wheeler to Yachmanov on the right-hand side. Just inside the three-point line, puts up a shot. Makes it two more for the rookies. Eagles are having trouble bringing the ball across half-court line tonight. Playing some good defense. Good pick on the top by Larson. But the ball gets turned over to Wheeler. Wheeler to Carlson. Carlson to Yachmanov. Yachmanov down low to Wheeler, who misses a shot. Drives the own rebound. Puts the shot back in off the glass. Two more points for Wheeler. Ludwig slowly bringing the ball. And her girls have a little breather, have a little air, as this half is going pretty quick. Pass in low to Rosette. Ball tipped away by Wheeler. Wheeler to Carlson. Carlson up ahead to Candace Mack. Candace Mack off the back of the rim. 2 points. Bringing the score 47-8. also bringing in Coach Brandon Smith up, and a timeout is called. Full timeout called by the Sandpoint Eagles. Giving them a little breather, giving them a little drink. Great timeout called by the coach as the girls were looking a little winded. Top scorer so far in the third quarter, we have Shauna Wheeler in the game. First time this year. She has 6 points and just a couple fouls, but nobody in serious foul trouble except for Carlson with 3. Leaders in the fouls for the Eagles is Lainey Kuchinoff, and she has 2 fouls. They've been playing a really great defense tonight. Kuchinoff really showing herself on the defensive end tonight with the rebounds, with her picks, and just all around good play. As we said earlier, it's senior night year. Last game in King Cove for Matt and for Anna Rosette. And last game for Danielle Carlson, King Cove rookie. Got 2 more games next week and then regionals afterwards. And hopefully a state bid after regionals. As the Eagles retake the court, we have 3, 4, 32, 34, and 15 in the game. And for the rookies, 14, 11, 13, 21, and 20 in the game. Ball brought in by the Eagles. Quick shot by the Eagles. Rebound controlled by the rookies. Back the other way. Shauna Wheeler with the ball. Puts up a shot. Rebound controlled by Ludwig. Foul over the back on 1-1. Candace Mack. Candace Mack, their first foul of the night over the back of Ludwig. Ludwig with the ball coming back up court. Just crossed half court, looking for a pass, close to guarded by Kuzakin. Followed around to the right. Nice pick the top by Carson. She's got that pick down really well as the top freeing up her players. Ludwig, the ball still on the right-hand side, just off the 3-point line, looking for a lane. Drives a lane short, but it's stopped by Candace Mack. And Yasmina, ball tipped away to Carlson. Carlson up ahead to Kuzakin. Kuzakin with the shot and the 2 points. Ludwig with the ball into Nikki Mack, who quickly passes it back to Ludwig. Ludwig cross center court line with the ball. Right hand side, just outside the 3-point line. Looking for a pass. Good movement by the Sandpoint girls. They're a little winded by now. Pretty fast quarter here. Ludwig drives, gets cut off by Yashvinath, off to Rosette. Rosette gets pinned in a corner and fouled by 1-1. Candace Mack, second foul on Candace Mack. Down low, she fouled Rosette as Rosette was hanging on to the ball looking for a pass. It'll be the Eagle ball underneath their basket. Ludwig can bounce the ball to Rosette. Rosette dribbles once. Looks for a shot. Bad pass. Tipped away by Yashvinath. Controlled by Wheeler. Wheeler pass to Carlson. Carlson across the court line. And the buzzer sounds in the third quarter. With King Cove rookies up 49 to the Eagles 8. I'd like to thank KSDP again as a school for letting us broadcast these games. Pretty nice that they give us the time to showcase our girls and showcase our boys as they're playing basketball. And we just like to thank them for that. Next week, again, we'll have doubleheaders with the girls in Sandpoint and the boys in King Cove. After that, there'll be regionals. Girls will be going to New Haven for regionals. And I'm not sure what's been decided yet. But we wish them both luck if both of them get to go to regionals. As 41 comes to check in to the game, we're told by the official scorekeepers that we'll be having a running clock in the fourth period, just like we had last night. The clock will only stop for timeout. Also for the Eagles, 45, Lainey Kuchinoff checks in at the bench. Last instructions given by Coach Brandon Smith and Karen McMillan. And on the rookie side, Lynette Mack with her last instructions for her girls. As the girls come on the court, we have 14, 20, 13, 41, and 21 for the rookies, 4, 34, 3, 15, and 45 for the 7-point Eagles. Eagles ball as Ludwig goes out to grab the ball. And to Nicky Mack, who crosses center court with the ball. Got a lot of room. Nobody's close to Gardner right now. Looking for a pass. Picks up a dribble, passes it in to Larson. Larson back out to Nicky Mack. Nicky Mack looking to pass to Kuchinoff. Kuchinoff around. Calver puts up a shot and misses a shot. Calver controls the rebound. Out to Carlson. Carlson across the line with the ball. Calling the play. Amador cut it up. Wide open Calver at the top of the key. Back to Carlson. Carlson drives, puts up a short 7-footer, 2 points more for Carlson, bringing our total to 51-8 with 7:11 left in the game. Ludwig with the ball, bringing it across center court. By Carlson, kicks the ball and unintentionally grabs the ball back, dribbles around, pass low to Nicky Mack, who puts up about a 15-footer in the key. Rebound controlled by Kuzak and a head pass. So Yakimov. Yakimov puts up a shot and misses. Rebound to Ludwig. Ludwig all the way down court looking for a pass. Carlson finally catches up with her. Around the left-hand side. Nice pick by Rosette. Ludwig puts up a shot. Misses off the side of the rim. Ball out of bounds. Good shot. Good looking offensive play there. And the ball brought in by Kuzakin to Carlson. Carlson long outlet pass to 41, who misses the shot underneath. Calver with the miss. Tipped out to Nicky Mack. Nicky Mack with the ball. Dribbles in. And the brakes don't work as well as he used to. Travel on Nicky Mack. Into the game now is Candace Mack for the rookies. And out of the game comes Kate Kuzak and number 21. Rookies, Mack with the ball as she crossed the center line, calling the play. Down low pass to 20, Carlson, who lays it in up off the glass for 2 points. Eagles with the ball, bringing the backup court. Nicky Mack with the ball as she crossed the center court. Down low to Kuchinoff. Kuchinoff gets her feet going before the ball gets going. Call for a travel. Rookie ball on the right-hand side as they bring it up. Candace Mack passes it into Danielle Carlson, number 20. Carlson calling the play, trying to get the offense going here. Dribbles right around the Eagles. Puts it in up off the glass. 2 points more for Carlson. She's got the last three scores. 6 points for her in just the last little bit. Eagles bring the ball up. Nicky Mack with the ball. Passes off to Ludwig at the top of the key. She goes left. She comes back down right. Short pass into the key. Number 15, Larson. Larson puts up a shot. Misses. Rebound controlled by 14, Wheeler. Shauna Wheeler with the rebound. Passes the ball up to Carlson. Carlson takes the ball to Calver. Calver with the short pass. Give and go to Wheeler. Wheeler puts it in for 2 more points. Mack with the ball. Just across center line. Ludwig Kuchinoff. Kuchinoff looking for a shot. Shot's blocked by Kaylee Calver. Kaylee Calver controls the tip. Passes it to Carlson. Carlson with the long outlet pass to Yachmanoff. Yachmanoff loses the handle on the ball. Loses it out of bounds. Turnover for the rookies. Eagles will be in possession of the ball coming back. Nicky Mack with the ball across the center court. Just under 4 minutes. Pass to Ludwig. Ludwig puts up a long three-pointer. 3 points for Ludwig, bringing the score 57-11. The rookies with 3:40 left in the game. Candace Mack controlling the ball at the top of the key. Pass down low to Yachmanoff, who misses her shot. Grabs the rebound, puts up another shot. Tries to grab the rebound. Ball knocked away by Rosette, out of bounds. Rookie ball underneath their basket. Coming back in. Matthew Carlson. Carlson put up a shot. Misses shot. Rebound by Kuchinoff. Kuchinoff brings it, clears it out. as the girls go to the other side of the court, passes off to Ludwig to bring it across. Then, of course, Ludwig to Nicky Mack at the top of the key, just outside the three-point line. Tries to pass to Kuchnoff. Ball is tipped away by the rookie. Ball to Carlson. Carlson dribbles, passes underneath to Candace Mack. Candace Mack goes up for a shot, rebound controlled by the Eagles. Foul on number 41, Kaylee Calvert. So it'll be rookie's ball coming in underneath. The Eagles ball coming in underneath the rookie's basket. 13 comes out. Rachel Yachtsmith comes out. And Shaylin Walker, number 5, comes into the game. So the rookie pushing off with the ball. Passes it up to Larson. Larson puts up a shot. Misses a shot. Shaylin Walker with the rebound. Number 5 for the rookies with the rebound. Up ahead to Carlson. Carlson to Candace Mack. Long pass to Shauna Wheeler. Back pass is out of bounds. And as buzzer sounds, Ludwig comes out of the game, and Bobby Duskin, number 32, comes into the game. Duskin with the ball, passes to Nicky Mack. She brings it across center court. Looking for a lane. Nice screen by Bobby Duskin on Carlson. Ball tipped out by number 11 on the right-hand side by Candace Mack. Great screen by Bobby Duskin to step in there and try to free up Nicky Mack. Duskin with passing the ball. Shot by Nicky Mack. Missed. Rebound by Larson. Tries to pass it out and tipped out by the rookies. Calvert tries to bring the ball up. Double dribble on Calvert, number 41. Turnover to the Eagles as we're down to 15 left in the game. Nicky Mack with the ball down low to Rosette. Rosette passes into the middle, intercepted by Calvert. Calvert to Carlson. Carlson pushing the ball to Wheeler. Wheeler with a short lay-in. 2 points more for Wheeler. Duskin with the ball, passing it into Nicky Mack. We're just at 50 seconds in the game. As she dribbles around Carlson. Nice pick again by Bobby Duskin. Frees her up, but she misses a shot out of bounds. Rookie's ball. 11 brings it into Carlson, number 20. Pushes forward to Wheeler. Wheeler with two more points. 30 seconds left in the game. Duskin with the ball as she comes across center court line. Looking for a pass. Pass to Rosette on the left hand side. Rosette with a shot. Misses a shot. Rebound controlled by Calver. Calver tied up by number 45, Kuchnoff. Kuchnoff called for the foul on the ground. Rookie's ball underneath the basket. 8 seconds left. Carlson with the long pass to Wheeler. Broken up by Kuchnoff. No shot put up. And that's the way the game ends. Great game here tonight. Eagles put up a stiff offense. Pretty good defense. A lot of nice picks. A lot of nice moving on the offense. Just seemed that there was a lid on the basket tonight for them. And they didn't get in there very often. For the Eagles, we have Ludwig with 8 points. Lainey Kuchnoff with 2 points. And Mack with one score. For the rookie, Danielle Carlson was the big scorer tonight. She had 19 points on her senior night. Last game here at King Cove, on the King Cove court, she went out in fine style with 19 points. Also, Candace Mack with 12 points. Caitlin Love with 2 points. Rachel Yachtsmith with 2 points. Peyton Kazakin with 10. Kaylee Calvert with 4. And Shauna Wheeler, all her points coming in the second half, had a total of 12 points. Once again, KSCP, we'd like to thank you for the privilege of announcing these games on your radio station, and hopefully we can keep this going next weekend and through the regionals. Once again, thank you, KSP.